Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's really good to see you again. Get on this train and let's ride, 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 ride. I've got another story to tell. I had a lucid dream last night. That's when you know you're dreaming while you're dreaming. It's one of the best feelings in the world to me. It happens so rarely, and it feels so amazing. I almost don't know how to describe the feeling, but it feels like all my problems are just gone. Like I'm completely free, and nothing is holding me down, and nothing is holding me in place. This is how it happened last night. In the dream, I was getting into an elevator. I had been in this elevator before. In the dream, of course, but not in real life. I'd never seen an elevator like this before. It was a strange elevator, very strange elevator, because it was round inside. The walls were all curved, and there were no corners. In the dream, I felt like this elevator was a place I came back to regularly, like every day. It was a very familiar place, even though I've never seen it before. Weird. But also, in the dream, the elevator was being worked on. It was different than usual this one time. Something must have been wrong with it. And they needed to repair it, you know, so they'd taken some of the walls away. Some of the walls were gone. They weren't there. But I needed to use the elevator, though I don't know why exactly. So I went in the elevator and tried to go up in it anyway. I pressed the button, and it started to go up, and it was a little scary because I felt like I might fall out of it and hurt myself, and it didn't stop at the right place. But anyway, fortunately, around that moment, something clicked in my mind. Do you know that expression? Something clicked. I don't know where that comes from, but it is interesting. What it means is that at that moment, I understood all of a sudden, that I was in a dream. I've had a lucid dream before, and so I know that when you're having a lucid dream, you can tear walls down. So I did that. There were some walls around the elevator, and I pulled them apart just like they were made of paper. And when they were gone, I saw a wide open space in front of me. And I jumped high up in the air and did a backflip. It felt amazing. I kept flying. I threw myself up in the air. And if I ever felt myself sinking, I just wanted to go higher. And I did go higher. It was so beautiful. And yet so short. Because everything suddenly went dark. Everything went dark. And I woke up. And there I was in bed. And this also is a little weird. When I woke up, I thought, I bet it's 6 o'clock. And I looked at the clock beside my bed, and it said exactly 6:00, 6 o'clock. So strange. It's amazing how the world seems sometimes so changeable, so free, not always so confining. Sometimes it's like a story that you're telling. I felt really great, though I was still sleepy and I couldn't go back to sleep. I woke up, made some coffee, and wrote some words down in a journal I keep from my own little poems. It felt so good. The coffee smelled so good. And I still feel so good, and it still smells like coffee in here. And I hope that I'll have another lucid dream very soon.